this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Welcome to Real Estate Town Hall Program. I'm your host, Primo Mondoni. My co-host, Ken Brown, will join me here in a couple of minutes. Please visit the show's website at redstatetownhall.com. While you're there, be sure to like us on both Facebook and Twitter. If you wish to contact us, email address is Primo, P-R-E-M-O, at redstatetownhall.com. Our show is broadcast here on Red State Talk Radio, America's premier grassroots conservative internet talk radio network. The show is also syndicated through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, TalkStream Live, Player.fm, Roku, and at least a dozen other websites. You can listen to the station using their Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry apps. Visit the station's website, redstatetalkradio.com, to download the appropriate app for your smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you can listen using any phone on the station's 24/7 listener line provided by TalkStream Live by dialing the following. Studio A, 605-562-4209, and for Studio B, 518-712-0045. Before we start the show, let's give a shout out to our AM, FM, and digital affiliates, WDDQ, FM 92.1, Adel, Georgia, WSFB, 1490 AM, Talk 97.7 FM, Quitman, Georgia, WJNW, AM 1650, Herman, Tennessee, Talk Radio, AM 1620, KTFL, Gilbert, Arizona, WMQL, Radio FM 105.5, Brevard, North Carolina, Kaufman County Talk Radio, AM 1680, KCTR, Terrell, Texas, Tax Pro Radio, Gainesville, Georgia, WCNR Digital, West Virginia, and K98Talk.com. With that, let's go ahead and bring on our co-host live, not from Atlanta. He's actually in Florida. So, Ken Brown, how's it going, sir?
Live from Panama City.
Panama City. I couldn't remember the town. I was...
Yeah, it's Panama City Beach, actually.
Panama City Beach. Well, must be nice.
Yeah, you know, I told you, one of these days you got to come down here with me.
Yeah, we'll do that one of these days, maybe before I'm dead. That'd be good.
Preferably.
Preferably before I'm dead, yeah. It'd be kind of a bummer. I'm, you know.
Well, I don't want to push in the car, you know, really.
Yeah, you could have me shipped down, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could, but I'm not.
Have me put on ice and ship me down there.
Well, I did go see your Star Wars movie.
Oh, did you? What'd you think?
That's pretty good. I that was a really good story. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was good. I did not think it was a great movie. I mean, some people, you know, but it's breaking all these records because of the nostalgia factor and all that kind of stuff. At least in my opinion, anyway. But it is a good story and it's a good movie. But like I say, it's not great. But you know what I noticed, and I'm sure I'm not the first one, but it pretty much parodies the original Star Wars, where Lucas, you know, coming of age, and he's on this desert planet, and he goes off on this wild adventure, and that's essentially what happens in this movie too, in a way. And you know, there's some similarities there, you know. And
well, I mean, that's why it's people like it, I think, because it's very similar to the other the old ones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people who are Star Wars fans do not like what they call the prequels, the three movies that came out after the original three. Some people, of course, love it, but some people just hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I mean, just hate them. And they're Star Wars fans and they hate them. So apparently this has kind of got them back on track. And now they have this new group of heroes and so forth. They can start building a story going in the future, which is what they're planning to do, of course. So should be fun. Should be fun. But it's breaking all kinds of box office records. I think it has gotten to the $1 billion mark faster than any movie in history, et cetera. You know, it had like the all-time biggest opening weekend, blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's going
to... Yeah.
And there are a few movies coming out, of course, you know, in the next little bit, but nothing that would challenge this thing. It's gonna have some really good business for the next, I'm guessing 3, 4, 5 weeks anyway. So,
yeah, sure, you're right.
Would be nice to see. I'd just like to have a little portion of some of that money. That'd be good. okay, let's get started.
Wouldn't we all?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Got several stories we're going to try to talk about tonight. We are going to talk about some presidential politics, believe it or not. First of all, everybody, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I almost completely forgot. Ken, I guess you got to see your girls, I hope.
I did.
Right?
I did. Yeah. You?
I got to see my youngest daughter. I haven't seen the other two, but that's pretty much par for the course these days. But enjoyed Christmas Eve with my youngest daughter and her little baby and well not baby, she's 2.5 years old now. She's starting to get her own personality now. It is funny when they grow up like that and you kinda watch how they change and it reminds me of my kids too, of course, obviously. But it's good stuff. So, like I say, hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, and of course, there'll be a Happy New Year coming up soon before our next show, but we'll be doing a show after that, I guess, assuming we're both available. I think we will be, as far as I know.
Yep.
Let's see. There's an article on RedStateTalkRadio.com entitled President Obama's Top 10 Constitutional Violations of 2015. This is done by the National Review Online. We're not going to go into it really here. I just wanted to bring it up and have everyone go to the station's website, redstatetalkradio.com, look this article up, click on the link, and when you get to the end of it, click on it to get more information and to get in all the 10 things. I mean, this is amazing that in 2015, our president violated the Constitution. I mean the fact that there's a top 10 list. Kind of blows my mind.
It
what blows my mind. I mean, you would think that anyone who violated the Constitution would be up for immediate impeachment. But this guy has been doing this his entire presidency, and he's gotten to the point now he's done it at least 10 times this past year. Imagine that.
We know why.
Well, yes, we know. We've talked about this.
And you know what? Because of all that stuff, because of the Republicans have let him get away with that stuff, that's exactly what they deserve, what's happening right now in the election.
I'm telling you, that we'll get into this a little bit more when we start talking about the presidential stuff more in detail, but the Republican Party, I'm telling you, they are in trouble.
I don't think he'll ever be the same, Primo. I don't think he'll ever be the same.
It depends on who wins the nomination, and assuming things stay like they are, it's really going to be a race between two people, and that's going to be Donald Trump and Ted Cruz at this point. Now, things can change, obviously, but here's the thing, like we've said before, I mean, the Iowa caucuses are in February. This is late December, folks, and you got Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. So, I mean... The elections, the primaries are just around the corner, and you know, Cruz is actually outdoing Trump in Iowa. Trump, as far as New Hampshire goes, maybe Trump will do better there than Cruz, I guess. South Carolina, I don't know. That's going to be a tough race to call as far as who will get the advantage there. I don't know. But the thing is, oh, by the way, I mentioned, I had this in the show notes. You know, Lindsey Graham, he called it quits the other day, which thank God he finally did. And, yep. I mean, he was polling less than 1% in some polls. I mean, it was pitiful. But the thing was, you knew he was going to be getting out soon because he was not going to be in the race when they got to South Carolina and couldn't even win his home state. You knew that just wasn't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So
he was embarrassed.
Yeah. I mean, he was – the polls in South Carolina, he was, like, way down the list. So.
Yeah.
Which brings up another thing. We've got an article here. Well, let's go ahead and talk about this presidential stuff just a little bit. There's an article from the American Thinker, and it's on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Why do candidates who can't win stay in the race? And in the article, they point to all these people who really should just go ahead and get out. And of course, Lindsey Graham is one of them, and he has now. But let's give Bobby Jindal and Scott Walker and some of these other people who got out quite a while back, give them credit for realizing, hey, it just ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, but these people we still got hanging on, especially anybody who's in that second tier debate, you know, the kiddies table,
mm-hmm.
anybody who's left there, get over it. It ain't going to happen. You know, and there's about half the people on the big table need to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jeb Bush. You throw him in there.
Yeah, I'm thinking
because of where he was and where he is now.
Yeah,
I don't see him going back up.
I hate to say it, but Kasich, because I don't hate to say it about Kasich. I'm glad. Hopefully he's gone soon. But Kasich, and this is the one I hate to say, Fiorina. Let's see, Rand Paul and Bush definitely should be out. I don't think either one of those has a chance at this point. Things can change, whatever, I guess. But the only one of the lower groups, guys that has had a little bit of a surge is Christie. You know,
and I'm thinking only because New Hampshire's in play. You know, he may do something in New Hampshire, but that's what I'm sure he's putting a lot of marbles in.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to do anything in Iowa, and he's not going to do anything in South Carolina, too. We've talked about that before. His whole thing is he has to win New Hampshire. I think if he finishes third in New Hampshire or something like that, I think he's done for, you know, at that point.
I hope so.
Really, like I said a minute ago, I think it's going to boil down to two people. That's Trump and Cruz at this point. Rubio seems to have lost some steam. Carson definitely has.
The worst thing that happened to Rubio is for him to be somehow aligned with the establishment. And I think that's what's happening. I think yep. he's becoming in that... Oh, we're going to put our money behind Rubio now.
Yeah.
And people, if that's what's going out on the news, which is kind of what I'm hearing, then people are going to turn against him because all that's gone. That the Republican Party that we used to know, and thank God it's not because of this omnibus bill. I mean, it's more of the same. We elected these people to change things and turn things around, and they're just making it worse.
Well, you know, that brings up a good point. Gowdy, you know, Trey Gowdy, who most of us like pretty well for the most part. I mean, he's not perfect, but he apparently is going to endorse Rubio. And then the thing is that would be a good thing, but Gowdy's kind of lost some of his steam here in the last few months because of some things that have gone on. We won't get into all that, but what I'm getting at is, like you said, if Rubio is tainted with the, quote, traditional Republican mantra. If he's going to be the base, not the base, but if he's going to be the there you go, establishment. I couldn't think of it. Establishment candidate. You know what that does, Ken? Like people like you and me who might consider Rubio, that leaves a sour taste in our mouths.
It just turns me away from it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, if those guys are reformed, then what am I doing? If I'm thinking about supporting him, you know, I'm thinking, well, if John McCain and these kinds of guys and Bush, if these guys are pulling for Rubio, that gives me a pause to think about, like, what am I doing?
I don't have to pause at all. I mean, I liked Rubio, and before the immigration type thing, I was all gung-ho for Rubio.
Yeah, I had a much bigger, better opinion of Rubio before the Gang of Eight situation. And when that happened, that just about killed it for me for the most part. But I was still willing to give him a benefit of the doubt because I'm thinking, you know, let's see if he's learned his lesson. Let's see. And I'm thinking, he says he has. I'm just not sure he has. Something tells me.
Well, when you start attacking Cruz like he did, now you're going after somebody that I do like, and you're attacking him. Attacking Trump is one thing. Attacking Cruz, okay, you're trying to do something now to wiggle your way up the ladder. And you're attacking a real conservative guy. I'm sorry, you've hurt yourself in my book.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, I sent you a video about Ted Cruz today. I don't know if you got it yet or not.
I saw it, but I haven't got a chance. Okay. To see it.
Well, when you get a chance, read it. Now I'm telling you, it's about probably 10, 11 minutes long, something like that. But man, it's good. I learned a few things about Cruz that I didn't know, and I thought I knew him pretty well.
Good things, I take it.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't hit the stupid clock when we started back again. Jeez Louise. Hang on just a second here. I got to figure out something here.
I've got on my clock, we've been talking for 32 minutes now.
Include the time we had to take a break?
Well, include the time. Yeah, include the time that we started talking. So,
gosh, I have no idea what we're doing. I'm going to guess it's been 10 minutes, and I'm going to change that. Well, hang on just one second. I got 28. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately, Ken and I are both human, and I'm more so human than Ken.
It's my mistake because I came down to Florida, and I didn't bring my cable, and then the Skype has been cutting on and off, and Primo's been trying to fix it the whole time, and it is my fault. Well, like most of the times, it's my fault.
Well, okay.
You're laughing, but you know it's true.
Well, I mean, in this case, if you'd brought your cable, I think we'd been better off. I just tell people, wireless is fine for convenience sake, but if you want a good, solid connection, you want to be plugged in. That's just that, you know. I tell Ken that. I tell all my customers that. Is wireless is for convenience. It's not for stability. Especially if you're trying to do a radio show remotely like we're doing, you need to have a good, solid connection. And so that's why you want to be plugged in with an actual cable directly to the router, blah, blah, blah.
Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail, and tonight I'm the nail.
Exactly. So, okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. We were talking basically about, I was talking about Cruz, and I found out things about him I did not know. And, yes, they were good things, and I'm actually more impressed with him now than I was before, and I was pretty damn well impressed before.
Yeah.
So, whatever on that. I don't know if you noticed or not. Have you noticed that talk radio is rallying around Cruz the last couple of weeks?
I noticed Mark Levin has. And I noticed that Hannity, without him coming out and saying it, has. He tries to say, you know, I don't going to tell you my candidate, but it's pretty obvious to me.
Rush Limbaugh, too, is coming.
Rush.
Been on his defense. I mean, he's this whole thing with the Gang of Eight and Rubio and Cruz and all that kind of stuff. And there's some things that Rush has said that have, again, he's not come out and endorsed anybody. None of these guys have. But you could, I mean, just listen to what they say, and you could pretty well tell that if they were going to endorse anybody, it would probably be Cruz. But yeah, at least these three we're talking about: Hanty, Levin, and Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, if you get away from those three,
mm-hmm.
It's not as evident.
No, that's true.
Maybe with Dennis Prager, but not Hugh Hewitt. He's more, he leans more of a, he edges over to the moderate side a little more to me, and Michael Medved and those kind of people.
Right. Well, but when you're talking about, think about it. I mean, Cruz is, we've said this over and over again, the most conservative candidate in the race, period, bar none. I don't care what anybody says, he is. And then when you consider who are the most conservative talk show hosts you can think of, you'd have to put Levin, Limbaugh, not so much Hanty, in my opinion. Hanty sometimes...
I think so. See, we differ on this one, but I do think Hannity is.
Sometimes he does a little bit of cheerleading for the GOP, but then there's times when he will break with that, and he'll call him out on stuff. So, I mean, I just think he's definitely like more conservative than say somebody like you mentioned Medved and some of these other people. I mean,
Hugh Hewitt,
those kind of guys, definitely. Yeah, but
well, if you want to look at it another way, who used to come on the show that doesn't come on the show anymore? McCain doesn't come on Hannity anymore. He won't go on there. Paul Ryan, you don't see Paul Ryan on his show anymore.
That's true.
So I mean, he has come down on those so-called conservatives, rhinos. And he's called them what they are, and they won't go on his show anymore. So, to me, that's the proof in the pudding.
Well, I mean, none of those guys will go on Levin's anymore. I mean, there used to be a time where they would, but Levin has just,
Oh, no.
Now, I have seen Levin kowtow to people before when he got a good guest and he wanted to, promote it and get the ratings. I mean, he's done that in the past. But I think over the last couple of years or so, Levin's gotten kind of a hard. He's become a hard ass. He's just not putting up with it anymore.
Yeah. I think he's always been that way.
Well, he's always been that way, at least to a point. But he had a little bit softer side. Sometimes he would do this and do that. But last year or two, I think he's just about had it. He's like me and you, and he's like a lot of Americans. We've had it. We're so sick and tired of being lied to.
I know that it's across the nation, and the Trump's surge, the Cruz surge, and I think they're pretty smart people actually that are doing this. And I don't mean the Trump crazies, the Trump people that don't vote at all or they just get on the Trump bandwagon. I think there's more to it. I don't think it's just that. I think the media tries to make it sound like it's just Trump crazy people out there, but no, I don't think so.
One thing about the Trump quote crazies that you mentioned, there are some people who had just this insane allegiance to Trump, and I'm not sure if these people know what's really going on. Some of these people, they just like the fact that he tells it like it is and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's more so just Trump's personality, his star power and all that kind of stuff having to play. But here's one thing I noticed that, I don't know if you saw this. There's a thing going on the internet on Facebook, and it's teaching people who are quote independent who are pushing for Trump, who are supporting Trump. They're telling them, say, look, in these states, they're breaking down all the states and saying, in these states, you cannot vote for Trump unless you're a registered Republican. And they're telling them, independent is different from non-committed. Like some states have a thing where you're not committed and you can vote in the primary regardless of which party's in there. Some states you can't. I mean, there's all kinds of, each state has their own thing, kind of deal. And what they're doing, they're instructing the people, like, if you want to vote for Trump in the primaries, you must quit your current affiliation as an independent in some of these states and become a Republican. Register yourself as a Republican, or you'll go to the polls, ready to vote for Trump, and you won't be able to.
So what is Tennessee? What do you have to do with
in Tennessee? You have to be a register. No, hang on a minute.
Well, let me tell you about Georgia.
Go ahead.
What we do is I know when the primaries come and I go vote for, they ask me, Democrat or Republican? And I say Republican. Right. They give me that. And that's what I go vote. There's not a registering type thing for me. It's just, when I get there, they ask me, which one do you want to vote in?
Well, you know what? That's true here. I'm thinking you're right. This is the way it is in Tennessee. They ask you Republican or Democrat, and if you're Republican, they give you a Republican ballot.
Yeah, but there's no registering.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They don't check it. They just give you the ballot. So I think we're one of those stupid states to where you can just walk in and declare anything you want on election day and vote for whatever primary you want. And I know that in the past there have been situations where I know people that I know are Democrats. I know the people. They're standing there with me in the freaking line. I know the Democrats are voting in the Republican primary.
Yeah.
You know, and I know what they're doing. They're voting for whoever it is they want to get the nomination so that it'll be easier to be beaten by a Democrat.
Yeah, and I thought about doing that myself. I thought about going in and getting Democratic and voting, for some other Democrat, just because it's the primary.
Will you vote for Bernie Sanders in this time around?
I normally probably would if it's somebody in the Republican that just was, there's no way to beat the guy. You know what I mean? If it was like a,
yeah.
But it's not that way this time around.
In my opinion, every state, you should have to be registered as Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever, socialist, whatever you want to be registered as. That's all fine and good. And you should only be able to vote in a primary that you're registered with that party. That's the way it should be, so that you don't have other people picking your primary candidates that are just trying to muck things up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with that or not, but that,
no, I think
Republicans should pick their own candidates and Democrats should pick their own candidates. Period.
Well, that in a perfect world,
but that ain't the way it is. There's a lot of states that are like we're talking about that you can do what you want and
crossover votes. Yeah,
I think there's a few states that if you could declare yourself as independent, you can vote in either one, Republican or Democrat, because you're quote independent. Now, in some states, if you're an independent, you can only vote for an independent candidate. You can't vote for Republican or Democrat. So, I mean, it's state by state, it just varies. It's crazy.
Well, getting back to the Trump crazies and stuff, it's not just the Trump crazy people. I mean, there's got to be a lot of other backing for him to be so far ahead of everybody else.
He's doing really well with blue-collar voters, which traditionally sometimes would be Democrat voters.
I mean, the polls are, he's at 38, 39, 40% or whatever. He's doubled. He's more than doubled Cruz. So I know that's not state by state. I'm just talking about overall. But
now there is one national poll that was done by Quinnipiac or someplace like that. And Trump was at 28 and Cruz at 24. Now that's the only one I've seen where they're that close, but still.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe that poll skewed or something. I mean, I just don't have any idea off the top of my head. But generally speaking, Trump's when it comes to national polls, Trump's either ahead or way ahead, depending on which poll you're looking at.
I used to get, they talked about this on, I think, Fox or something, the round tables they have, that the pollsters don't call conservatives like they used to. And I can vouch for that because I used to get calls. I don't get calls. I haven't got calls in a long time.
I'm not going to call in a long, 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 long time. Hey, listen, we're running a little late. Let's go ahead and go to break. When we come back, we got plenty more to talk about. Stick with us. This is Red State Town Hall. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Red State Talk Radio, WRS Cleveland. Hi, this is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. The mainstream media has failed the American people once again. Internet radio networks like Red State Talk Radio will not fail you. Tune in 24 hours a day, studios A and B. Great conservative programming around the clock. Red State Talk Radio, the dominant force in internet conservative talk radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom36.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 36.com. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom36.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 800-610-3497 and get your 44 pills for $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now, 800-610-3497, 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-7159 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-7159. That's 800-554-7159.
Hi, this is Primo Mondoni, General Manager for Red State Talk Radio. We've been bringing you the very best in grassroots, common sense conservative talk radio for over 5 years now. One thing I've learned in those 5 years is that internet radio is a tough, competitive business. And if the station is going to advance that next level, it's going to require a significant increase in investments in both personnel and infrastructure. Our listenership grew by 42% in 2014, and with our ever-expanding listener base, it's time that we begin the move to a more listener-supported model to provide the station's future financial needs. Therefore, we're asking our loyal listeners to consider making a donation to help us reach our goals. Monthly subscriptions begin at only $2 per month, so please, help us restore conservative principles to our republic. Visit our website and become a Red State Talk Radio supporter today.
Red State Talk Radio. The Talk Monster.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon.
America is listening.
Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk about, let's see. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Hillary and their debate last week. Hillary got herself in quite a bit of hot water. I guess you saw this thing with her where she was in the debate. She was saying that that ISIS was using Donald Trump videos to recruit people. And of course, Hillary being the liar that she is, she just made this crap up. There is now, here's the thing. When she said that, there were no videos circulating on the internet with Donald Trump being used to recruit ISIS fighters. That's just simply not true. Now that it's been about a week or so, is there one now? There probably is, because this issue came up, and I'm sure somebody has created one. But the thing is she sit there and made this bold-faced lie. And then when the fact checkers, the newspapers, got, you know, trying to fact check her, they couldn't find a single video, which is of course the truth of what was happening, using Donald Trump to recruit ISIS fighters. So
well, that's her tactics, Primo. You know, yeah, she does this stuff because she's hoping for those 5-minute people, those actual voters that are 5-minute news people, that all they do is they hear her say one thing, they don't listen to anything else, they don't go to the fact checking, none of that stuff, and they go, well, that's got to be true. She wouldn't have said it if it wasn't true, right?
Either that, or they just simply believe her because she's Hillary and whatever.
Well, there's the other side of that.
It's crazy if you think about
that. Or not believe her because she's Hillary. I think that's more the case this time around, because we're talking about Hillary Clinton, not Barack Obama, who didn't have a history before that we knew of. This lady, we have a history, and we do know, and it's been plastered on the news scene for the last 30 years. So we've got plenty on Hillary, plenty, and I think that's going to hurt her.
Yeah, Barack Obama, as far as I know, has only been lying, at least lying publicly, for 7-8 years. Hillary Clinton has made an entire career out of it.
Mm. Yes, she has.
One thing that I'm sure you saw this, where Hillary Clinton had raised the issue of Donald Trump having a problem with women and all this kind of stuff, and Trump just tweeted out, I don't remember the exact quote, but basically he said, well, if you're going to start talking about this kind of stuff, you need to be really careful. He said, be careful, because what was happening was people were asking him about it and asking some of his aides about it, and they said, if she brings that up and makes that an issue, he said, everything is on the table. Said Bill Clinton and all his stuff and all his stuff. He said, that'll all be, he said, she needs
fair
to,
game.
Fair game. She needs to watch what she's saying. And
he's the one to do it.
Oh, he'll roast her alive.
And that's exactly what we want. That's what I want. I want somebody to call the liar the liar, you know? Yeah.
If she's dumb enough to bring that up, she deserves what she gets.
I think she deserves it no matter what. I think she deserves it anyway.
Well, yeah, probably so. But, I mean, if she's dumb enough to bring it up, I don't have any sympathy for her at all. And
I don't have any sympathy for her anyway.
But somebody said that she's already playing the quote girl card. I'm just a little girl. I'm just a female. Whatever. And the thing is she tries to have it both ways. She tries to act like she's a bold, independent, decisive woman with leadership qualities. Yet she tries to act like she's a victim all the time.
She can't do it. She can't play both sides of the fence.
She does it all the time.
She can't because of her history.
That's a whole other matter. Yeah.
Well, she can't do it because of her history, Primo. She can't do it. She's not, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Barack Obama had the young vote. He had the people, you know, he was the young, black, hip. He was, hip. Yeah. He was he was a rock star. She has none of that. She's not young. She's not hip. She's got a track history that she's a liar, and everybody knows it. And she can't play the little girl card.
No, it's like, I don't know if you ever heard Don Newman on Cowboy Logic Radio. He refers to her as Bad Meemaw. It's
Bad Meemaw?
Meemaw. You talking about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, she is Bad Meemaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to try to throw her grandmother's status in there and stuff. Of course. I mean, that's what they do. That's what she's going to do. She's going to try all that Democratic crap, but it's not going to, like I said, she's her own worst enemy.
Well, speaking of enemies, there's a couple of articles, one from the American Thinker and one from the Daily Caller about Obama's, first one's about Obama's paper tiger doctrine. Did you know this past week during Christmas holidays, we apologized to the Chinese because a B-52 bomber got too close to one of those islands that they drug up and that they used to create a base, you know?
We apologize?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this president, it's all he does is apologize. You can't do that with the Chinese. They see that as weakness. It's just so stupid.
Another reason we need a strong leader in the White House.
Yep.
And people know it. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, that's one thing about Trump. I can't even imagine. Now, like I say, he's not my top person on who to vote for, but I cannot see him ever apologize to the Chinese for anything. I just do not see it.
No.
I could be fooled, but whatever. But there's also another article from the Daily Caller about Obama's former intelligence director. Just comes straight out, flat out, that Obama's strategy with ISIS in the Middle East is just simply not working, which we all kind of knew this, but now we're starting to get people who are in his administration who are coming out and speaking out. And
about time.
Well, it's about time. You know, I wish some of these people would say something while they were in office. But, I mean, I guess I understand some of that stuff because, I mean, a lot of these guys are getting close to retirement and things like that, and they don't want to ruin their military pension, et cetera. And, but you know what? That still kind of ticks me off because I'm thinking if I were in that position, I would hope that I would think more about my country than I would my own personal situation.
You'd think.
I would, maybe I'm an idiot and maybe I wouldn't do that. I would like to think I would. I don't know.
I think some have.
Well, some have, and some of them have literally gotten drummed out of the military because of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
There have been several. I mean, they have cleaned some house. They've cleaned generals and admirals out of the military who did not play ball with the Obama administration and their narrative. That has definitely happened. So, I don't know.
It's still happening.
Yeah. What do you think about, well, first of all, assuming Hillary isn't in cuffs, you know,
we kind of make light of that, but that could happen.
Yes.
I mean, she could be indicted and lose everything. We could be talking about a whole different person in about 6 months from now.
Yeah, think about this. Let's say that the FBI does actually file charges on her.
Yeah.
She would almost have to drop out of the race, not. But you know what? What's funny is sometimes you read about people who get reelected to Congress and they're in prison.
Yeah,
you know, that happens every now and then. I'm wondering if she could get elected president while she's in the pokey.
Well, I don't see these things. I don't know. Can the Democratic Party force her out, or does she have to actually say, "Well, I'm out"?
I don't know if they can force her out, but I guess they could put enough pressure on her when she would feel like she needed to or something like that. But here's the thing. If she's out, is there any question that Bernie Sanders, I mean, I know he's drawn pretty big crowds, but there's no way in the world. Is there any way in the world Bernie Sanders would win against anybody in the Republican Party?
Socialist,
anybody. No. I don't think so, but hell, I don't know. Stranger things have happened. Jesus. Look at the guy we've got for the last 8 years. I would have never dreamed he'd have a chance either.
Well, he came out of the blue, no doubt about that. I mean, you know, remember Hannity saying it's a stop Hitler Express, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a stop Obama Express, but that was a little too late.
Yeah. Well, because she put up a pretty good fight, you know. It went down almost to the wire, you know. And so,
yeah.
But boy, you talk about one pissed off woman. If she doesn't win this, or she is driven out of the race, oh, she would be. You know the old saying of "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." I'd hate to be having anything to do with Hillary if she is drummed out of the race like she could be.
I think all those stories we've heard about her and her relationship with the Secret Service and how she's
she's got a
tortured them and
she's got a foul mouth,
belittled them, and I think all those things are true. And I think she would come unhinged.
Yeah, they'd probably have to put her in a straitjacket.
Well, you know, those stories you reported about she's kind of lost her mind a little bit. Maybe that concussion she had.
There are some stories about she
not quite with it.
Yeah, she supposedly forgets stuff really bad, and she is there are stories out there floating around that she's not all there anymore.
Well, she's got to go to the bathroom in the middle of a debate.
Yeah, did you hear what the deal was on that?
No. What, well, was it about the microphone?
No, here's the deal. She went to the bathroom, and apparently the woman's restroom was farther than the men, so it's a little bit for the trip, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She gets there, and there are several stalls in the bathroom. But someone else was someone who I think was, I can't remember what campaign they were in. Maybe the Bernie Sanders campaign. There was another woman in the restroom in another stall, and Hillary refused to go in until that woman left the bathroom so she could be alone.
What?
That's what the word is. And so, in other words, the queen didn't want to have to pee with all the peasants around. Apparently. I mean, I don't know how to explain that other than...
That doesn't tell you something about her.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of a debate, and you need to go to the bathroom. Fine, go bathroom, but you're going to sit there and not go to the bathroom when there's empty stalls?
That's what the report is. That she would not go in until the other woman left, and she could be alone.
Then you tell me why that is any kind of a reason to be legitimate.
Well, you know, I'm thinking we've said before that Hillary, you know, is a big liar and she's full of crap. I'm guessing maybe she was having some bowel issues and she didn't want to be embarrassed. I'm thinking that's what happened. She's afraid she'd really have to cut it loose and the other woman would hear about it. Don't you think that's... I'm thinking that was it.
I've been waiting all show for this.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
You want to say that together? I love it.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to do number two, I like to be at home. I don't like doing it out in public. Maybe she's the same as me. Bless her heart.
But so you have to have all the stalls cleared before you go in there?
Well, I don't know how can I word this nicely?
You had the blowout.
Yeah. If I had what do they call it? Something diarrhea. Explosive diarrhea. If I had
explosive diarrhea.
Maybe that's what Hillary's problem was, and she just was embarrassed.
Oh, she's explosive, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe she just. I mean,
she got explosive diarrhea at both ends of her.
Well, yeah, probably so. But still, I'm just thinking that it must have been something along those lines. Or otherwise, why would she? Because if she's just going in there to pee, she just, you know, you would think she's just going in there to pee, right?
So that's your help to her, is for us to some sort of reason to legitimize why she couldn't go in there with the empty.
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm trying to give her benefit of the doubt.
That's the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Yeah. If you had that big a problem, you shouldn't have come to the freaking debate in the first place.
Yeah, I would have used a cork or something and made sure that thing didn't.
Well, they make medicine, you know.
Yeah, Imodium or whatever it's called.
You know, I took Imodium one time. And I don't know why we're getting off the subject. I took it one time, and I didn't go for days.
Oh, really? So you're super sensitive to all that
stuff. I'm not ever taking that stuff again, because I didn't know if I'd ever go again. It's talking about stopping me up. Woo!
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Ken.
Okay. All right. Okay. I put a little spice in the show.
Yeah. All right. Let's say we got about a minute left. You can tell you want to add for a week.
What can I add to that, Primo?
I don't know.
I'm glad Lindsay's not in the race anymore. I'm tired of hearing about Lindsay.
Yeah, me too. And I think we shouldn't have a undercard debate anymore. Let's just get that. Just forget that. If you can't poll in the top to get in the primary debate, then that's it.
They said there won't be, and they're only going to be, I think they're only going to use six people or seven next time.
Yeah, I heard the next one is Fox News, and they're saying it's only going to be supposedly six people. So they are cutting things down, which is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Jeb can hang with Trump, and I don't know. I think Jeb is soon to follow Lindsey.
Oh, Jeb is not one of the six. He's completely out.
Nah, he'll be one of the six.
Yeah, you never know. All right, that's it. Ken, you want to take us out?
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth. Ronald Wilson Reagan, our 40th president of these United States.
That's it. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.